Gopi Janavalla Bhagiradhara. system of the world is called for the system of the world is the system of the world. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter number 9, text number 246 to 258. Nartaka Gopala Dekhe Parama Mohane. That's the word.
246.
Oh, there. The purport would be there?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's one. Okay. Prabhu kahe shastre kahe shravana kirtana krishna preme seva phale re parama sadhana. Prabhu kahe shastra kahe shravana kirtana krishna prema seva phalera parama sadhana. Prabhu kahe, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, shastra kahe, in the shastras it is said, shravana kirtana, the process of chanting and hearing, Krishna Prema Seva, loving service to the flow of Krishna, Phalera, of the result, Parama Sadhana, the best process of achievement, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, according to the verdict of Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. According to the Tattvavadis, the best process for achieving the highest goal of life is to execute the duties of four varnas and ashrams. In the material world, unless one is situated in one of the ashrams, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, one cannot manage social affairs properly to attain ultimate goal. One also has to follow the principles of ashrama, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Since these principles are considered essential for the attainment of highest goal, in this way, the Tattvavadis established that the execution of the principles of varna and ashram for the sake of Krishna is the best way to attain the topmost goal. The Tattvavadis thus established their principles in terms of human society. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, differed when he said that the best process is hearing and chanting about Lord Krishna or Vishnu. According to the Tattvavadis, the highest goal is returning home back to Godhead. But in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, the highest goal is to attain love of Godhead in either material world or in spiritual world. In the material world, this is practiced according to the Shastric injunction, and in the spiritual, the real achievement is already there. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Satitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Kripapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sadhana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalitam Sri Vishakhamritamsha ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನ ಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 246 to today's verse 258. The main important thing that distinguishes from our Mula Sampradaya, this Madhva Sampradaya, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though the goal is going back home, back to Godhead, yet what will you do by going there? You have to be re-established in your eternal loving devotional service, which is the only Sanatana Dharma that every jiva had occupied before. It has to return. So, Madhva Sampradaya, even though they are pure and disciplic succession, but they want to establish through the empirical knowledge or tattva, tattvavadis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to go above it. It's not transgressing. Keeping the goal, but in the highest occupational duty. Varnashram Dharma is not the highest occupational duty, because it is not going to be existing in the spiritual world. But to attain right in this material condition, this was recommended. So, naturally, the ultimate goal must be different. So, in the verse number 245, there is an elaborate description that Srila Prabhupada tells, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Udupi, the place of Madhvacharya, where the philosophers known as Tattvavadis resided, there he saw the deity of Lord Krishna and became mad with ecstasy. So Srila Prabhupada gives all the entire history of Madhva Sampradaya, the lineage and the offshoots, the present situation in Madhva Sampradaya, you know, like that. So, and this information he took from well-known publications, that is Madhva Vijay and Kannada Manual and Bombay Gazette. It's Vito. Even if you go on internet and look for Madhva Sampradaya, you'll get this information. Alright. So, text number 246 says, while at Udupi Monastery, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Nartaka Gopal, dancing Gopal, a most beautiful deity. This deity appeared to Madhvacharya in dream. Madhvacharya has somehow or other acquired the deity of Lord Krishna from a heap of Gopichandan that had been transported in a boat. Madhvacharya brought this dancing Gopal deity to Udupi and installed him in a temple. Today, the followers of Madhvacharya, known as Tattvavadis, worship this deity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in seeing this beautiful form of Gopal. For a long time, he danced and chanted in ecstasy, ecstatic love. When the Tattvavadi Vaishnavas first saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they considered him a Mayavadi sannyasi. Therefore, they did not talk to him. later, after seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, they were struck with wonder. Then, considering him a Vaishnava, they gave him a nice reception. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the Tattvavadis were very proud of their Vaishnavism. He therefore smiled and began to speak to them. Considering them very proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began this discussion. The chief acharya of Tattvavada community was very learned in the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly requested him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I do not know very well the aim of life, how to achieve it. Please tell me the best ideal for humanity and how to attain it." The acharya replied, "When the activities of the four castes and four ashramas are dedicated to Krishna, they constitute the best means whereby one can attain the highest goal of life. When one dedicates the duties of Varnashram Dharma to Krishna, he is eligible for five kinds of liberation. Thus, he is transferred into spiritual world in Vaikuntha. This is the highest goal of life and the verdict of all revealed scriptures." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that according to the verdict of Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. And we read the purport of what Prabhupada said. Can someone say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nonetheless differed, but philosophically there was no difference? How? But Tattvavadis did not know this, and later on they accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bhedadeva Tattva. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this is a well known fact, Atta Pumbi Dvija Sreshta Varanashama Vivagasha Dharmasya Anutishtasya Samsiddhim Haritosham. The perfection of human form of life is to follow this materialistic system, the division of caste and creed, what they call. But Krishna says that I made this four caste and four ashrams. Chaturvarnim maya srushtam guna karma prabha. Guna karma. Guna karma vibhagasha. But tasya kartaramam. Even though I have created these four varnas and four ashrams, vidhi mam akartaram avyayam. You know that I am, even though the founder of these four varnas and four ashrams, I am in none of them. We can't put Krishna as a brahmachari Krishna or Vaishya Krishna. Some people may say, well, he was born as a kshatriya, but somehow or other he was transcendentally became a Vaishya. And Krishna accepted that profession. Right? In America, they say Krishna became a cowherd boy, or cowboy. Cowherd boy, cowboy. Cowboy and cowgirl. That philosophy. Now, Krishna accepts the activity which is beneficial to humanity to sustain the same culture. ಕೃಷಿಕ ವೃಕ್ಷ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯ ದೇವಾಯ ಗೋ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಹಿತಾಯ ಜಗತ್ ಹಿತಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ಜಗತ್ ಹಿತ್ the welfare of the whole material world is dependent upon Brahman and Gavaksha. So therefore, Krishna is always in favor of them. He doesn't want them to be miserable. Krishna will see that the religious principles are established and are carried forward through these two specific species of life, in human, Brahmins, and in animals, cow. So for the sake of the benefit of Brahmins and the cows, Krishna conducts all the beneficial welfare. We may say that Kali Yuga is a cow-killing culture, but still, this cow-killing, even by sacrificing, she is still maintaining the so-called economy, but not at the expense of the war. It is there. It is the reaction. Therefore, this is insane culture. Cow killing is an insane culture. And Krishi Gauraksha is the same culture. So, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Parodharma, Savaipunsam Parodharma Yato Bhakti Radakshaya. The supreme occupation is to worship the transcendental Lord. Right. And how to worship? Through Varnashram system. That in performance of our prescribed duties according to our Varnashram, if it is meant for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, then these activities will turn into bhakti. That is the trick. But to follow the Varnashram system without the aim of pleasing Lord Krishna is simply useless labor. Dharma svanutishtham punsa visvakshena kathasuya. Nodapadaya yadi ratim shrama eva hi kevala. If somebody is situated in his religious belief system and conducting all activities very meticulously according to the prescribed rules and regulations. But if it fails to attract the attention of Krishna, Rati means attraction. Rati is essential for love. Rati is attraction, and attraction is meant for love. Krishna is all attractive because he is the reservoir of pleasure. Pleasure can be only obtained with an element of love, not with an element of envy. So, Krishna is nonetheless attracting every living entity like a super magnet. Everything is attracted. It doesn't require any positive charge or negative charge. All the charges are being attracted. In material world, only positive attracts the negative. But in Krishna consciousness, positive and negative both are attracted to Krishna. Right? So, the Tattvavadi leader gave his opinion. The highest goal of life is following Varnashram Dharma to satisfy Lord Vishnu. But he did not declare satisfaction can ever come without love. Attachment will be there, but attraction for the purpose of love will put one oneself on the right attachment. Otherwise, because the love element was absent in this tattvavadi leader, he immediately expressed that by performing these regulated activities according to one's prescribed duty in Varnan Ashram, he will go to Vaikuntha and attain five kinds of liberation. He did not say anything more than what Ramanuja already prescribed. The element of love was absent. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is correcting him. If a person goes to Vaikuntha only for the purpose of achieving liberation, Vaikuntha is the place. But then what about Gaura Vrindavan? He was not aware of the realm of Gaura Vrindavan. Liberated persons are there in Vaikuntha Loka. Brahma Jyoti is also close to Vaikuntha Loka, but Brahma Jyoti comes from Goloka Vrindavan, right? So closeness is to Vaikuntha Loka. This Brahma Jyoti is therefore not important to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. It is very important to enter into Vaikuntha. And therefore, the knowledge aspect is very firmly established in tattvavadis. Tattva means truth, absolute truth, transcendental truth, but yet truth needs a very reciprocating exchanges in love. That was absent. In Vaikuntha, that is absent. Out of five types of liberation, we don't agree that the Sayujya Mukti or merging into the Supreme is possible. In Sanatana Dharma, we don't accept that. It's a temporary thing. And one has to re-establish himself either in whatever his occupational duty. Yes. In his swarupa. In his original rupa. In Vaikuntha. So therefore, advancement is required. Shanta bhava. Oh, and reverence is given to them. Because they are bewildered. They cannot engage in relationship. Some want to engage in the relationship and the servitorship, but higher than the servitor is Sakya Bhava, where there is a kind of rati or the attraction towards friendship. Friendship is the realm. Servitorship is a realm in Vaikuntha. That may be permanent, eternal. Vatsalya is also a realm. But according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Vaikuntha only provides 2.5 times liberation. Only 2.5 liberations are there. 2.5. In Vaikuntha, Vatsalya and Madhurya are absent. Vatsalya and there are no Veela in Vaikuntha for Madhurya and Vatsalya and Madhurya. And there is little tinge of friendship, so it is half. So 2.5 liberations are available. Now, here Tattvavadi says there are 5 kinds of liberations available. But actually there are 2.5 if you study deep. Why 2.5? Because Sayujya is useless, right? Even though somebody wants it. But then Dasya is only half. Alright? Dasya is there. But Sakya will be absent, Vatsalya will be absent, Madhurya will be absent. So some of the Sakya Bhav is there. Some of the Sakya Bhav is there. Just like all the Vaikunthavasis are having 4 hands. Uddhav was the cousin and he was one of the close relative. Not only that, but he was liberation minded. He did not know love of Godhead and the highest realm. He was sent to learn from gopis. He was a jnani. Uddhav was a jnani. But he was sent by Lord Krishna that higher than this status of being the associate, close associate, higher the statuses, uncontaminated and uninterrupted devotional service of gopis. So Uddhav, instead of teaching them and counseling them, he returned with an education of love of God. So, Uddhava also is a Vaikunthavasi. So therefore, as an associate, close associate, he can be considered, you know, that he has half Sakya Bhava, not full. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's 2.5 liberations are available, not 5. But these 3 major, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and real Sakya is absent in Vaikuntha. Only Lakshmi in Vaikuntha can have conjugal relationship. That is not everyone. You can't go to Vaikunthalaka and tell Krishna, I want to be your paramour. Forget, yeah, this is not the realm. So we see that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to bring out the point of loving devotional service as an aim to get the drop of love. Therefore he established Prema Pumartha Mahan. The Pancham Purushartha is love of Godhead, and it should be the prayojan, the ultimate aim of performance of devotional service. If the aim is going back home, back to Godhead, then it is not clarifying what business would you have. According to Varanashram system, one who is a grahastha, he has his own relationship. Do you think he is going to establish his grahastha ashram there and go to Vrindavan? No, it's not available. So the aim of going back home, back to Godhead, is continuing the devotional service in one's own swarupa. So one's own swarupa cannot be achieved without realizing the ultimate truth of the love of God. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Panchama Purusha. Not only liberation, not only going back home, back to God, no. And for those who are in this love of Godhead, what difference does it make whether he is in spiritual world or material world? What difference does it make? And Prabhupada writes, love of Godhead is available here, right now. is an eternal fact because you have been trained up. Therefore, this moment is very important. It's not that you have to know very intricately about what does it mean to love. And not the two and up kinds of attractions. Some may claim that we are giving the highest love of Godhead. When Kripal, he made a Prem Mandir in Vrindavan, made up of 108 crores of rupees. He still owes crores in tax to the government. But instead of showing the love of Godhead or teaching them how to love, he simply claims by sahajiya, sentiments. So instead of learning the highest truth, it has become a very superficial, attractive place. He has put the light in such a way that it changes the color and this and that. All the modern people come to see this, but they are not allowed to go in, simply see outside. I was told that they have a very heavy stick in the mind, in the hand, and they would strike in front of the cow carvings and even the deity carvings. See how strong is it? It cannot be broken. It's made from pure white Italian marble. It was transported. Right? He did not pay the taxes to the government. They are all waiting. And the aspect of demonstrating love of Godhead cannot be blindly imitated. Neither he has the strength of sampradaya, disciplined succession. He doesn't have. He became self-made avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He quotes Rupa Goswami here and there and try to impress this and that. But we see a shallow thing. So naturally, a shallow thing is just to artificially attract people. So anyway, the importance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish this Pancham Purushart is very well founded in this conversation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took up a humble position and is asking him the pertinent question, because he is coming in the disciplic succession, the Tattvavadi. So he wants to know. So, but he blurted it out. He said, the highest perfection is to follow one's own varnashram system to please the Lord. Means, they are tattvavadis, but they want you to perform expertly all the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. Expert. In Kali Yuga, there are no Varna and Ashrams qualified. Kali Yuga is not for Varnashram Dharma. But in other sense, why Srila Prabhupada wants us to institute Daivi Varnashram system? He said, this is the 50% majority of the work my disciples will be doing. Everyone has to chip in. But what does it mean? Why Srila Prabhupada is insisting? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to nullify as far as aim is concerned. The ultimate goal of life is concerned. He attributes to Shravanam Kirtanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
the attributes. That is the means of developing love of Godhead, not varnashram system. Satisfaction comes. It's a primary requirement. Nobody denies that. Yayatmasu prasidati means the self will be satisfied by performing devotional service to the transcendental Lord. So, for understanding transcendence, you require tattva. You require tattva. We come from the trend of tattvavadis. But tattva is important to smash mayavad. So you must have read in the previous verses that mayavadis were extremely afraid of Madhvacharya. Extremely afraid. But Madhvacharya was very powerful, both physically and intellectually. He would argue to defy them. So they run here, there, anywhere. Jnanis are considered to be some kind of duratmanas, because they don't take surrender to Krishna. So in Mayavad Sampradaya, these jnanis are on the level of duratmas. So the climax of duratma will be found in a demon. So Madhvacharya was expert in rooting out the demon. One demon was in the form of a snake, that you have, you must have read. And another demon came to contest him in philosophy. And Madhvacharya smashed him. The third came is a very powerful, strong man. It is said that he has the bodily strength of equivalent to 30 men. And Madhvacharya simply grounded his toe of right foot and told him, just lift it up. And that man could not. Madhvacharya was a very, very profound personality. His wife, Avatar, Bhimsen, Hanuman, the Shaktis are residing in him in service of Krishna. He was meditating, he found the deity. Rukmini was worshipping this deity in Dwarka. And then it got submerged when the Dwarka was drowned, right? And this gentleman, the business person who was using this big lump of clay as an anchor to his ship. When he was returning, his ship capsized. And Madhvacharya, was meditating during that time about Lord Krishna. And he signaled him, come on this side, and safely he was rescued. So the merchant asked him, what can I give you? He said, give me that lump of clay. As soon as they brought it out, it split, and the beautiful Nartak Gopal deity came on, dancing Krishna. It is mentioned that Krishna is holding in one hand a stick and in the other hand Krishna some boga, right? But this deity is Udupi Krishna, is worshipped every day in a different lila forms. So when Chaitanya Chaitanya writes Nartak Gopal, You can't say holding one stick and ladu like this is a nartakopa. No, but he is dressed in such a way every day that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to have darshan of nartakopa, dancing Krishna. It's the same Krishna. And different appendages are put up, you know. ISKCON is also learning. Sometimes somebody take up Radharani's hand and put on her head and put up a matki over it. And thinking she is caring. Hey, look at that. And he's doing some miracles. But it is the way to dress and bring out all the power. Deity reciprocates. They're like beautiful. But in this way, Urupi Krishna is also worshipped today. In South, even Adi Shankara's mutt in Guruvayur is 400 Vishnu form. You know, but yet they make him dancing on Kaliya and sometimes Vamanavatar and sometimes this and that. They worship. Anyway, but there is a distinction of the goal of life. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says that the chanting, hearing chanting and remembering, this process is the foundation of the love of God. This is more important in Kali Yuga, not Varnashram Dharma, because Kali Yuga is not qualifying for Varnashram. Kalau Sutra Sambhava. Everybody is a Shudra, born Shudra. And Shastra says, Janmana Jayate Shudra Karmana Jayate Dvija. One can only come in consideration of a Brahman category, it is all by his occupation. Karma. Otherwise, everybody is a Shudra. So therefore, in Kali Yuga, Varnashram system is disqualification. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes chanting of Hare Krishna to bring immediately one on the platform of Vaishnavism? And then Prabhupada adds, now you do Devi Varnashram system. First you become Vaishnava and then establish Devi Varnashram system. We don't see any difference, but it's a complement of each other, ultimate fulfillment that, yes, it's not that only reason that we are coming from Madhva Sampradaya, therefore the assertion of Tattvavadi that one should perform their prescribed duties according to the word, and ashram is the highest principle. That comes later. Establishment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes first. The purpose remains the same. Going back to Godhead without overcoming through the three modes of material nature have to be performed in Kali Yuga stage-wise. But one who performs devotional service without any contamination or interruption, he is directly situated on the platform of love of Godhead. Mam cha yo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunam samatpite tan brahma bhuyaya tarupate. He crosses over the three modes of material nature instantly if he performs avyavicharini bhakti. Avyavicharini bhakti is uninterrupted and unmotivated devotional service, which is transcendental in nature. If the performance of our activity is transcendental, then we are on the platform of transcendence. It's a very simple logic. But we have interruption, we have motivations, and it spoils the game. So therefore, in Devi Varnashram system, One has to establish Shravanam Kirtanam first, that is the first initiation, then the second will be Brahman. But in second initiation, Brahman is the topmost of the society, so the training for him is established. Training for Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra doesn't require second initiation. There is no establishment of second initiation to remain Kshatriyas. They have authority. They are allowed to take second initiation. But their Kshatriya Dharma should become their worship. Arjun was not a Brahman. He did not take Brahman initiation to get his Kshatriya Dharma to be perfect. No. Brahmans are getting a qualified application directly to Yajana Yajana. Patana Patan Yajana Yajana directly become. Therefore they have to be studious about the tattva and application by performance of the deity worship. Right? So in this way, Devi Varnasham is meant for pleasing Lord Krishna. And anybody in this society can make, but there won't be possible to make a distinction and a distinct society and distinct living and separatedness between Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. I don't think Prabhupada has ever said to make this distinct colonies or societies of Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras. No. That occupation may be there, but they should stay together. In caste systems in India, you have a different colonization of different castes. And they disqualify a person if he gets residence in the lower class. They disqualify. That is not the purpose of the Devi Varnasham system. In the Devi Varnasham system, all the four are attached to the main body of Krishna consciousness. Because the legs are distinct. Separated extremity. They are so much far from the main stomach, right? So let them have the southern part of region to reside. The hands, but the hands can occupy east and west. No. There are 10 directions. Then what will about that? You have only 4 varnas and 4 ashrams. Then somebody say, oh, I am half Brahman and half Kshatriya. So the other directions, no, there is no distinction. Body is one, whether it's a small body or a big body. Then Devi Varnashram system is everyone will be properly engaged in occupational duty. To please Lord Krishna. But they have to stay together, not separately in separate colonies. Like that. So anyway, this particular purport of Srila Prabhupada is very important and is making a very good distinction of differences. It's not differences as such. It is included, but they did not disclose because they were tattvavadis, they were attached, proud to the tradition of eruditeship only. They have schools, Purna Pragya, the name of Madhvacharya was Purna Pragya. So they established Purna Pragya Gurukul, the school of thought, separately. And they stern, very sternly churning up intellectual perception of the Tattva, the Vedas. They are scholars. They spend their life in scholastic aptitude only, not in loving devotional service. They accept only in theory that yes, it is there, but we have to be Vedantist, Tattvavadi. Madhvacharya showed this attitude of Tattvavadi just to defeat the Mayavadi. Tattva remains dry, devoid of devotional service. They have in their home, all these Madhvites, very nice attitude to worship as a Brahman. And Tattva is available only to the Brahmins, so they are becoming very restricted with the caste. All the Madhvas are coming from Brahman family. They can employ Kshatriya under them, but they are the rulers, managers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this particular distinction and they approved it. They are very pleased. Yes, you are not, you are differing but not differing. Anyway. Can anyone disagree to agree? Can anyone disagree to agree? Tattvavadis were not concentrating on developing love of Godhead. They are staunch advocates of Sanatana Dharma, staunch, through philosophical discussion. They are also taking their turn to worship this Nartak Gopal or Udupi Krishna. They are trained in very systematic, Archana Paddhati. Very systematic, very smart, too much strictness is there. Very rare. One can be inspired by the strictness. But if the strictness is going to distract us from love of Godhead, the smart Brahman, smartism, the pride will be there. In smartism, the pride is there because they know so much of Shastra that they don't have to know any other thing. They are liberated people. The jnana is so strong that we do not see much a kind of, what do we call, fall down or anything. But because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearing amongst them while visiting Udupi, he gave them the impression that still being carried. Prabhupada describes about the different types of mathas, as Pejavar matha. And the head of Pajama Matha is Swami Vishveshtirtha. We personally met Radhanath Swami, myself and other devotees also came just to invite him to our Chupati temple. We were hosting a program for the World Congress of Synthesis of Science and Religion in Mumbai at that time. And I'm trying talking of early 90s. So, Bejava Swami was so much impressed, and dedication is that only ISKCON can spread Vaishnavism. No. They were restricted. They were restricted because they are very staunch in following, keeping their integrity, but they will not be easily available to common people. Yet we see they have some sympathy for poor. We were coming in the same car, you know, at the crossing in Mumbai, you know, the car stopped. So naturally, at the crossing, the children and the, you know, beggars, that they would all come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they took pesa. Pejava Swami took out some money and gave it. Okay, go and eat biscuits. And we say, wow. Yeah. These poor people. How much sense gratification they get. So he was compassionate. But at the same time, he was very strict. He was going from, Chennai to some other place by flight. And he's getting his deities with him. They said, we have to put in the X-ray. And he says, no. I will not fly. That's all right. But you can't touch my deities. And he canceled the flight. He went back. He said, I will take a train. Yes. Because they consider highest perfectional purification of the physical nature. That's also, but very rare, you know, very rare, such a standard can ever accomplish. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not, you know, restrict himself, even though in our sampradaya, the highest respect is given to the deity worship and everything, one can only then develop such a detachment and non-dual knowledge. That's the verdict of Shastra. One has to attain. But to spread the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Prabhupada kept these two things in mind. But the first and foremost was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's declaration, induce love of Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then second, okay, now, establish Varna, Devi Varna Shamsistha. I'm going bye-bye. So, we are trying and trying. We do not know when such establishment can be recognized. You know, everyone has a different idea. Of course, some of our devotees' leadership is turning into the Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam, Vaishya Karma Swami, that aspect of one world. Alright? So, making global Varnasam, but it's part of it, it's not full. You know? But that's why it is starting. That's how it is started. You know, and everybody thinks, okay, that's the trend. But this is not the only trend. Just like Prabhupada said, I want to establish Brahmins. This is my main aim. Because they are the head of society, everyone should become Brahmin. But then we started finding that the others have a different kind of inclination. One wants to keep a gun. He thinks he's a shepherd. That created problems. You know? It's not easy to get, that you can prevent coming under the influence of that so-called material power. Power corrupts. blood grant, okay, let's have politics here. That is also Kshatriya Dharma. But everybody is jumping into the bandwagon. And it ruins the purpose of divinity. People get disturbed in the chanting. Oh, I cannot chant my rounds even. You know? So it's a two extremes out there. But how to, you know, put in the proper perspective, one cannot do without the other. They have to be incorporated. So, if you become politician, you are taking risk with your devotional service. Okay? You better do it. If you think you can do it, but you can't keep yourself clean. There is a rule in administration. You have to make yourself dirty. If you do not want to, this is not your club. You join your own club, find out your own association, this. Yes. Because it's very difficult to overcome the three modes of nature, and it's a fact in our chosen activity. We think, I'm a Brahminical in nature, but then how much? Chanting should never be given up. That's the first and foremost prime important duty of the soul. To become a Brahman is the duty of the body. But keep as much as the body and soul remains together to perform devotional service. Thank you very much. Anybody has any questions?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you for your very erudite class. Thank you very much. In the original Vanashram system, how did the people get purified? The person was a sutra, for example. How did he get purified? Do you understand? You know, the purpose of life is liberation. Getting above the three modes of material nature. How did a sutra, just by performing sutra activity, how did he actually rise up?
Offer your service or the result to Lord Krishna. Yat karoshi. Yadashnasi yajjivoshi tadasi yat. Yat tapasyasi kaunti yat. Tat kurushma madarpam. All these are activities embedded in different varnas and ashrams. Everybody eats, but everybody may not be austere. Right? The kshatriyas are. The Shudras always end up, you know, conflict. They have limits. They can't do more. They cannot be exploited. They resist. So, Krishna is enveloping every section of the society and simply asking that everyone should make me as the center of their life and offer whatever they do. Even a Shudra type of work, isn't it require Krishna's energy to be borrowed and acquired? Who supplies the energy to work, even though it is a Shudra work? It's not his own energy. Karma brahmod bhavam viddhi. Brahmaksharam samad bhavam. Tasmat sarvagatam nityam yajye pratishtitam. Brahma is established is in the sacrifice. The sacrifice can be done that you give up the result and use it in service of Krishna. Take the remembrance as much as to keep the soul and body fit. Anybody can do it. Now, it means according to time and place and circumstances, the spiritual master should be a little clever and witful to employ this principle in day-to-day work, which may be different in Kali Yuga now, in the high-tech society. You know, everybody is having this work chosen because it's well-paying. They think they are somebody. But again, tattva-vadi, so we become much more egoistic in the kind of work because of attachment. But we are supposed to remain detached. In Adarsha Grahasthasram, the first and foremost instruction Narad Muni is giving to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the 7th chapter, that grahasthas are supposed to carry out the order they receive from Lord Brahma. Brahma begged creative energy from Hiranyagarbha, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, so he can create different species of life on behalf of the Lord. Knowing the Lord's mind that the suspended living entities during annihilation has to be given chance again to be embodied in whatever the previous embodiment was, but they have to be given another chance. That's why they are here. So Brahma said, I want to do that job, my dear Lord, on your behalf, but I have nothing. I need your creative energy. And he creates 8.4 million species of life. Brahma is not the creator, but he is the designer to give appropriate bodily configuration to the living entity. So, that is the work. He says, okay, now all of you become Prajapati. Starting from four Kumaras, this was the same old message given. And he got frustrated because he anticipated some result and four Kumaras denied. And in the anger, Rudra came out. And Rudra came crying, asking for what? Where is my place? What am I supposed to do? Tell me, Father, tell me. And he told, go and produce your own version. Brahma did not create karma. Brahma created only the species and peculiarity by different commutation and combination and permutation of three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Okay. And this number ninth creation, out of 10 different kinds of creation, number ninth was human being. And he is speaking, Maitreya Muni is speaking to Vidur in the third canto. Hey Vidur, listen, this number ninth is a very peculiar creation called Nara, human being, Homo sapiens. The first difference from the other is that he has a hanging stomach. Arvak strotram, specified, spelled out by Arvak means upside down. Strotram means stomach. Arvak strotradu navamam kshattan eko vidhonrana rajodika karmapara dukkhecha sukhamanina. This is sum and substance of our dilemma in sansar. We have hanging stomach. It is not going to satisfy. So for satisfaction and attempts, you have to have adhika rajogun. So you become hyperactive. Just, you know, keep yourself busy. Somehow or other get something so you can Kecha Sukhamani. He's surrounded by his entanglement in the miserable reactions. And if he thinks he has less miseries, he thinks he's happy. Miseries are there, but yet on the account of miseries, he's trying to count the happiness in this material world. You have five miseries, you have only two miseries, and you think you are happy. But you don't project your miseries. But these miseries are the measure for happiness. Isn't it? Maninaha is mentally conceiving happiness which is never to be found. Otherwise, why would Krishna say this material world is a place of miseries? Mamupetya dukhante dukhalam ashashvatam dukhale naknuvanti mahatma samsiddhi parmangata. By achieving me, you will give up this temporary miserable material world. You will become Mahatma. And you will never desire to come back again. But Mayavadis, they give us little consolation. Hey Prabhu, we are coming in repeated birth and death, isn't it? So you see next time if you are not able to do this time. Means, check about Kali Yuga. It is advancing. It is becoming so competitive and so much distasteful. That would you want to go through the same ABCD from the birth and competition with a bag full of books hanging like a mountaineer carrying, you know, burden? The burden of study, the burden of marriage, the burden of old age, the burden of disease. When you can't bear only death, but death is also unbearable. This is the life. Do you want to take a chance to come back in the material world and do it all over again? You think, oh, you have known, so you will be able to do, huh? But no way. Don't take a chance. The point is that we have been given the opportunity. This opportunity to any sustain, if it is centered around Lord Krishna and performed for his pleasure, it is successful. Otherwise, you see the odds. Where would be the material perfection ever to be achieved? Is there any material perfection claimed by any manufacturer? They change the models every year to make work hard. You work hard and pay for another model. Why they need to change the model? Because the previous one was imperfect. And they keep on adding imperfection over imperfections. That is material life. The subtle imperfections, which are the root cause of the external imperfections, are always counted defect. Human being has four defects. Right? Imperfect senses cannot produce anything. But the perfection of the senses is into unite with the absolute truth in yoga. So, in any case, regarding any material needs of life or problems of life, if it is centered around Krishna, then the problem will be solved. That is the problem. Good.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Otherwise, simply material life is a joke. If somebody can address somebody, hey, a man with a hanging stomach, can you come? Then, so what do you mean by hanging stomach? One time, Srila Prabhupada was walking with the devotees in the park under the San Francisco Bridge. He was swift. He was walking. And then there was a fat man crossed past that. And Prabhupada stopped talking. He tell the devotees, can you go and ask him where did he get the merchandise? You know? Hanging stomach accumulates the merchandise. The devotee did not know. So Prabhupada, go, ask him. Where did he got this merchandise? Where did he purchase? And devotees laughed like anything. You know, when he said second time. In the first instant, very difficult to respond, but the second, you know, they get through. So it is like that. Krishna consciousness makes the change. Anything else?
I have one question, Maharaj. This is a very confidential question, which it was bothering me so long time. Because every time when I come in London or I go to temples, the three grihasthas who came here and they established such a big mission, you know, every time I feel so grateful, you know, just to see Prabhupada, and I read the dreams comes true from the Lilamrita. How they all the time they just wanted Prabhupada to come and preach because they didn't take the position of a preacher. And every time when I read Prabhupada's book, Grihasthas means father. That is the only thing I could see. You know? And we are here, so many people coming every weeks and days and years been passing. How to establish such a deep level of Guru Bhakti, because that is being diffused. I don't know whether to say appropriately here, but that is my perception, because people come, they go to Radharani's bakery or this, but the actual work of Srila Prabhupada, we don't feel gratitude, you know. 2004 I came here first time. I was telling to my wife today, you know, we came here because we got married in November, and I first time came here, I told her, this is the temple I first came and I saw Air Krishna's name, because it was so much. I'm a new boy, you know, 21 years. I didn't know anything when I first come. I feel so grateful to Srila Prabhupada. But what is the thing we should do to develop a deeper level of Guru Bhakti Maharaj?
There is only one solution which is described in Shastras. Yasya deve parabhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasya hi katitha hi atya prakasham te maharaj. The result will be that if you have unflinching faith in the instructions of your Guru and Krishna, and you carry out, however simplistic may be, but you carry out without any motivation, simply to please the Guru and Krishna, success is there. These three grihastha couples, they were not much trained even, but they have come from faith in Srila Prabhupada. Right? Neither they try to use their own brain to analyze the instructions. They accept it as it is. And Prabhupada said, you try and Krishna will help you. So simple and loving. But as soon as we try to interfere with our own perceptions and thinking, then there's no success. One simple example was that in the early times, Srila Prabhupada would dictate in cassette and send it to Boston. Satru Maharaj was the typist, right? And writing the books. So one time from New York, Prabhupada packed up 2-3 cassettes in an envelope. Now, the envelope was bulging out. So he told a disciple, a new bhakta was there. He said, can you take this and post it? And then he says, looks like it's going to fall off at any time. Prabhupada, can I change this envelope? Prabhupada said, no, you go and mail it. He went out, but really, you know, he was afraid about the weak construction of this envelope. 3 cassettes are big, you know, for one small envelope. Come back, Prabhupada, just for the safety reason, can I change the envelope and rewrite? Prabhupada said, no, there's no necessity. You go. Now he's really stuck. He was thinking, you know, I'm trying to help Prabhupada, but he was injecting his own, you know, idea. He took courage and came again. And Prabhupada thumped his fist on the desk. You don't have faith in your guru? Go! And he ran and posted it. And then he drifted there. There was no difficult. But this is the importance. One should have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna's instructions. These instructions are transcendental in nature. Who can estimate with his poor from the forms? Phalena parichyate. Always examine by the result. After all, we are all instruments in the service of transcendence. Can instrument take its own glory? Without me, nothing could have happened. Oh no. Instrument is also made up of Krishna's energy. And it's Krishna's energy that is spreading. Krishna Shakti Vinamana Bhava. But who is becoming malleable, favorable, without creating any hindrance in allowing Krishna's energy to work? Prabhupada being that. And unknowingly, even these 3 couples, you know, they have taken. They became very conducive medium to carry out that unflinching faith. Later on, whatever happened, that's not to be considered. But Harena Parichyate, the reason is clear. That is transcendental in nature. It's not by somebody's brain, master planning or this. It doesn't require. Do you have to have some assets for unflinching faith? Do you have to have some infrastructure to have an unflinching faith? Do you need raw materials? You don't need anything. And these 3 things, you know, and the unflinching faith is the only thing desire to remain pure. Desire is the only thing. The other thing, other faculties like ego, intelligence, mind, they keep on interfering the desire and pollute the desire. When the consciousness is polluted, desires will become polluted. So purification of consciousness is done through chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Chanting and be happy. Yeah.
Jagat Guru Shri Brahma
Ki Jai.
Thank you very much. Ki
Jai.
Hare Krishna, I would like to thank you very much for coming and being with your wonderful association and the wonderful inspiring class. Let us express our gratitude and appreciation for knowledge and encourage them to please come back again and again by chanting very, very loudly.
Arrivo! Arrivo! Arrivo!
I came after 4 years, so next time, I don't know. All right.
It's a pleasure to be here. We have Sagittan schools from yesterday. No restaurant schools, but and Lana's Boutique. We have the score from Lana's Boutique, Anna. So we have some book distribution scores. So we've got to Andrew, 2 Lashmi points, 1 small, 1 medium for 0.75 book points. Weekend Warriors, South London, 120 Lashmi, 28 small, 1 medium, 10 Maha Big for 27.5 book points. Dr. Lori, 139 Lashmi, 31 Maha Big for 62 book points. Sunil Natarapu, 141 Lashmi points, 11 small, 30 Maha Big for 62.75. Total 4 scores, 402 Lashmi, 40 small, 2 medium, 71 Maha Big for 153. Book distribution key. So offer our praise to their lordships to empower and inspire us to distribute Shri Prabhupada's books. Yeshi Shivana Ramanishwar.
Yeshi Shivana Ramanishwar.
Ramanathalade Mitsubhadra. Shishi Gorni Thai.
Shishi Gorni Thai.
And Giri Gomina. And for our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, the question calls us mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books. We appear to Bhuti Shiva Prabhupada. Our fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We are surrendered servants humbly ready. Shiva Prabhupada says in a book distribution, Ki Jai, Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sonya's Baby Yasperi Maharaj Ki Jai. So any volunteers to serve breakfast prasad on the ladies' side and also on the men's side? Okay, I didn't see many hands, but to help clean up the temple after breakfast, any volunteers who can help with that service this morning? One, two, anyone else who can help with that? Okay. So if everyone could please assist with bringing up the prasadam from downstairs, then we'll certainly bring up. If you remember, Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Some stuff.